a new thing. God is doing a new thing. Welcome to your daily devotional podcast, anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19. It reads, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Hello, Malcolm here, and thank you for joining me in January and February for a daily devotional podcast, which I hope will inspire your personal times of quiet, your times of devotion with God. In the first few podcast episodes, we are setting the scene by looking at the entirety of Isaiah chapter 43, and today we're in verses 2, 3, and 4. They read, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life." Here we have the promises of the Redeemer we talked about yesterday. He says that he will be with his people. He will be with the Israelites. He will be with you and me. Doesn't that remind you of what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20? "Surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age." We are never alone. That's important to bear in mind this year, at times when you might feel a bit lonely. You can know that Jesus is still with you. And he's with us in all the deep waters of life, those trials, those hardships that you might be going through now, or it certainly will at some point in the year to come. There are times when it feels like the flames are burning all around us. We're feeling oppressed. Well, we need to remember what it says in 1 Peter and chapter 1, verses 4 to 7. We have an inheritance, and it's kept in heaven. And by faith, we're shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that's ready to be revealed in the last time. And in all this, you greatly rejoice. We see, we can rejoice now, though, he says, now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. And these have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. See, these trials are doing some good in us. God says, no matter what happens, he will rescue us. Just like he said, he would rescue the Israelites and bring them back from exile, setting them free from all their oppressors. In their context, Egypt, Cush, and Sheba. In your context and mine, perhaps something a little different. But we do have our oppressors in this world. And why will he do this? Because he says he is our God. He is the Holy One. He is our Savior, and we are precious to him. Therefore, we will be honored and loved. So for reflection today, why not pray and ask God to remind you of who you've been rescued from, what you have been rescued from, what have you been redeemed from, in what ways has God already proven that he is with you in the fire, in the flood, and he will carry you through. It may not be comfortable, it may be difficult, but you'll get through it with God, and you will be refined, and you will thereby be more like Jesus, and you'll be giving him more praise. So to wrap up for today, I hope you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your world inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care, and God bless.